It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 30th of June? Well, I do hope so. Today is officially the last day of the first half of the year. So, how are you doing with your New Year resolutions halfway in, huh? Today it's Independence Day in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The Congolese are celebrating their independence from Belgium in 1960. I bet there's a lot of dancing going on, too. There's really nothing like Congolese music for making you get up and move. And I'll play something from the DRC at the end of the show, so don't touch that dial.
Yeah, my name is Langsambo from Gambia, Banjul. RFI is my favorite radio. I listen to RFI English Club all time, a member of the RFI Club. I'm very optimistic about the radio. Really like listening to your radio. Big thanks to everybody who is a member of the RFI Fans Club.
The voice of your fellow listener, my friends. Remember, we have a special RFI English listener line, a phone number just for you, so you can call and leave a message. We want to hear your voices. And so do your fellow listeners, and they will, because your messages will go on the air like you just heard. Call, say your name and your country, and leave a short message. You know, something like, I love RFI, because of course you do. Pick up that phone and give us a call. Here's David Coffey with the number.
To call our listener line and leave us a message, dial +331 8422 9582. Say your name and country and leave a short message, whatever you're thinking about. That's +331 8422 9582. We're waiting to hear from you.
Lots of listener news coming up, but first, the quiz. On the 5th of May, I asked you a question that Mogire Machuki from Kisi, Kenya, suggested. He was wondering about fingerprints and why no two people have the same fingerprints, not even identical twins. Mogire is the father of identical twins, by the way. So I read up on it and decided upon this as the question. How old is a fetus, the baby still in its mother's womb, when his or her fingerprints are completely and totally formed? His or her unique and individual fingerprints forever and ever. The answer is 17 weeks. The larger answer as to why no two individuals have the same fingerprints is a little complex, so I'll quote the website Science ABC. When you want an explanation and you're not too scientifically minded like me, this is the address. Here's what Science ABC says. Fingerprint pattern formation consists of two components, developmental and genetic. The ridge pattern development not only depends on genetic factors, but also on unique physical conditions. So even if identical twins are genetically similar, the pressure faced by the fetus in the womb can affect their fingerprints. Even the difference in the length of umbilical cord can make changes to the fingerprints. So if one baby's turned to the left and the other to the right, that makes a big difference. Fascinating, isn't it? The winners of this week's quiz are Raihan Ali, a member of the Nil Shagor RFI fan club in Nilphamari, Bangladesh, and Farhan Sadat Biswas, who's a member of the Students Oriental Radio Club in Murshidabad, India. There are two RFI Listeners Club members on the list this week, Haimer Sia from Manila in the Philippines, and Yahan Ara Hussein from Odisha, India. Last but not least, sent by text to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone, there's Abdoulaye Saiku Ba from Freetown, Sierra Leone. Hello, Abdoulaye. You can send your quiz answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone, too. Just dial +336-3112-9682. That's +336-3112-9682. 9682. Don't forget to include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. I'm sure you followed RFI English journalist Tony Cross's excellent reports from Turkey. He was there reporting on the presidential and legislative elections just for you. The results of those elections are in, and I want you to tell me what they were. You should send in answers to these three questions. 1. Who won the presidency of Turkey? 2. With what percentage of the votes did he win? And 3. The name of the party or parties which won a majority of seats in the legislature. Again, send me the name of the person who won Turkey's presidency, as well as the percentage of the votes he won, and the name of the parties making up the coalition which won the majority of seats in the legislature. You have until the 20th of August to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 25th of August to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
تاسو اورئ سوزنز بی دا ساؤنڈ کچن پروگرام کی ریڈیو فرانس انٹرنیشنل سرا.
We're all happy here in the newsroom to announce the names of two new official RFI listeners clubs. There's the Divine Alam RFI Club in Alim Fundong, Cameroon. Jeng Mainet Njong is the president. And the Naz RFI and Internet Fan Club in Faisalabad, Pakistan. Rashid Naz is the president of that club. That brings us up to 53 official RFI English clubs across the world. We are so pleased. Additionally, there's a club that's just added new members, the Hope Yang RFI Club in Jinkom, Cameroon. Jinabo Siro Fuantama is the president of that club, so welcome to you, new Hope Yangers. When you have an official RFI club, anytime you plan special events, be they humanitarian, cultural, or sports-oriented, if you want to host an environmental program or a day dedicated to health issues, RFI will help you with ideas and free promotional items for your members. If you're interested in either changing your radio club into an RFI club, or if you'd like to create a brand new RFI club, write me and let me know. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
We have new RFI Listeners Club members to welcome. There's David A.B. Kona from Monrovia, Liberia, Francis Sundima Tucker from The Gambia, and Preeti Bhatta from Murshidabad, India. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you'd like to be a member of the General RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Nicola Dojo for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. I'll play you out with Yo Lele. It's by Papa Wembe, one of the best-loved musicians from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It's Independence Day in the DRC. Happy Independence Day to Congolese people everywhere, and have fun. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.